Pittsburgh Penguins were looking to redeem themselves from that meltdown on Saturday against the Utah Mammoth on Sunday afternoon, and they came out playing pretty well with Justin Brazeau getting the first goal of the game for Pittsburgh just 48 seconds in. Penguins built their lead to 3-0, and it was a beautiful goal that made it 3-0 on a breakaway by Ben Kindle.
Utah dumps it back into the Penguins zone. Letang kicks it over to the near corner for Ryan Shea. Set up ahead, it's Kindle all alone on a breakaway in between the rings for him. He scores!
The tendency to blow leads reared its ugly head again as Nate Schmidt got a goal at 1:07 of the third period, and you knew the Mammoth were on the comeback trail. And sure enough, they tied the game at 3 and eventually took a 4-3 lead on Michael Carcone's second goal of the game on a power play after the Penguins had challenged on a goal and failed the challenge. It went to a power play, and he scored. Then it was a 4-4 tie when Justin Brazeau scored his second goal of the game on a tip-in at 14:06 of the third. And with that tie score, they went to overtime, and Dylan Gunther scored the game-winning goal for the Mammoth. The Penguins were outshot in the game 37-16. Sergei Mureshov was in goal for Pittsburgh. He's now 1-1-2 in the NHL. We're anticipating Stuart Skinner to play on Tuesday night, his first game for the Penguins against his old team, the Edmonton Oilers. And we expect Tristan Jarry to be in net for the Oilers. Should be a very interesting game as Connor McDavid comes to town on Tuesday night. This is Paul Steigerwald for the Penguins Radio Network.